The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Morning, everybody. It's 8 a.m. straight up on a Wednesday, the 15th morning of September, 2021. Good old 710 KNUS, 90 the high, 93 tomorrow, and Friday, 87 degrees. It's going to be a packed house. Dick Wadhams rejoins us. If you, we started this streaming television series called The Shoot. The first episode with Tom Tancredo, the second one with this man, Dick Wadhams. It was so well done. He's got a piece in the morning Denver Post. It is spot on. The Republican Party is gathering in Pueblo, and I'll read you the first sentence, and I'll turn it back, our extra first paragraph. Despite the potential of a Colorado Republican victory in 2022, a group of self-proclaimed principled Republican activists hell-bent to mire the party in stolen election conspiracy theories, alienate the 1.6 million unaffiliated voters who represent 43% of the electorate. Well, sir, I think I could have never said that better, but it's exactly what's happening. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter. And thank you for having me on.
And so what will happen? I think the first night will be like Little League participation trophies. Everybody will get one.
Uh-huh.
and then what?
Well, you're referring to the State Central Committee meeting this Saturday in Pueblo.
Yeah, right.
I think what will happen on Saturday, Pete, is that it will not get to 75%. In fact, it's virtually impossible for them to get that because it requires 75% of the full committee, not of those who show up. But I would make this point. I would not be surprised if they get over 50% of the people who show up that day. And frankly, that is concerning enough to me that our State Central Committee, the most active Republicans around the state, might vote to support this crazy idea to eliminate the primary.
I agree. And I don't understand this. This begins with the big lie. These people push the big lie. They support the big lie. And it was interesting in this page that's called Colorado Real Clear Politics that I like. But this morning, I don't know if you had a chance to read them or not, Dick, but they made this case now, oh, what a terrible thing it's going to be because the media, and I'm paraphrasing it, is going to ask Republican candidates if they believe Donald Trump had the election stolen from them, and they think this is a terrible thing. It's going to be like, do you still beat your wife? And you know what? It's going to be the smartest thing anybody can do because they're going to put these people on the spot. And they won't be able to answer, will they?
Well, no. But you know what, Pete? I've kind of come to the conclusion that there's no reason to just pussyfoot around it anymore if you're a candidate or an activist. I think we need to just confront this craziness. And I think candidates ought to look at the reporter and say, I do not believe the election was stolen. I do not believe we should ban 1.6 million unaffiliated voters from voting in the primary. And I think we just need to take a stand on this because it's defining our party.
Well, it's defining everything. It defines the lies on talk radio. I'm a great defender of the First Amendment, but not about lies. And this is what's happening. I read the extensive lawsuits about Fox News. Fox News is a mega giant. They are being sued. They are going to lose because they told lies on the air. It's going to happen to talk radio. It's happening to all kinds of different outlets. I'll just go back. And like I said, I'm generally a fan of Colorado Peak politics, but this is senseless. Mark our words, every reporter, every race, every state across the nation will ask every Republican candidate this cycle repeatedly some version of whether or not Donald Trump won the 2020 election. I would ask them the shameless gotcha question. They're upset that somebody would ask you to in essence, out yourself. And they ended with no one knows why. No one I said, this is why no one takes the media seriously. Hell, I take it seriously. You know, somebody wants to be the next U.S. senator. Did Trump win? Because if they say, and they're damned, because if they say, yes, Donald Trump won, but if they say no, then they get the wrath of all of the listeners to talk radio, to talk show hosts, to columnists, to ideologues on the internet. They get the wrath of Donald Trump.
It's true, Peter, and that's why I've come to the conclusion we just need to have candidates who have the guts to say no. The fraud didn't happen. No. Trump lost the election. No. We can now, as I point out in the piece, Peter, I think Republicans are virtually unanimous on the amazing accomplishments of President Trump. I mean, he did. Yeah. He was a very successful president.
Yes.
But he has overshadowed that by his behavior since the election.
Agreed. Agreed. And it's religious. It doesn't matter. The different saints, the different bishops and different popes and archbishops and monsignors, the belief system will continue, and these people will die, and they will take others down with them. There is, as you point out, 43% of Colorado's voters. Can you really go and sell these people on that lie? And the answer is, of course not.
No, and especially if we, I mean, they're going to get a Republican ballot because the effort to kill the primary will fail.
That's right.
But the voters who are paying attention right now, and they're reading about Republicans even debating this issue, even considering this issue, it's embarrassing enough.
But I mentioned this was almost laughable, sad. Mike Lindell's now teamed up with televangelist Jim Baker for a 3-day telethon. Remember, he was the crown prince. He was the pope. Think about what's happened to Sidney Powell, Giuliani. Think about what's happened to these people. And yet it doesn't matter.
No. No, and it seems like that every time one person, one conspiracy advocate is discredited, and whenever another conspiracy theory is discredited, somebody else steps forward to continue the, and another conspiracy is conjured up. Like there's no end to it.
No, Tina Peters.
Yes.
Tina Peters off on Lindell's jet that apparently now he's sold. It doesn't matter. And this is the fanaticism of this, and now these stories are coming out about they were worried about Trump in some kind of crazy behavior and starting a war to keep himself in there. That's in the books. There, people are talking about it. No, those are all lies. The general's a liar. The general's this. The general's that. Look, they took the football away from Nixon. They quit trusting Nixon. Nixon's walking around, drunk. And they took the launch codes and they hit them from Nixon. It's nothing new. But why can't – well, first, Trump's behavior put the wind in all the sails of – and I like what you said. They're crazy. They're crazy people.
Well, once again, Peter, I voted for Trump twice.
I did too.
I love what he accomplished. And if he had graciously left the White House, right now he would be probably 10 or 15 points up over Biden or any Democrat right now for president in 2024.
Agreed.
But he has squandered all that.
Agreed. And so now the Republican Party is crap because it can't. He is like this Zeus figure or this Jupiter figure that sits in Olympus with lightning bolts like Yahweh. And he can throw them down and he can hit somebody in the back of the head with it. And all the Trump faithful will run and emulsify that candidate. So even if someone would have all the right things, if they can't kneel and kiss the ring, they can't be a Republican. I've learned that about talk radio. Interesting enough, after all of these years, and you and I have had good and bad times together, but after all of these years, I'm not allowed to be, I should not be, I should be removed from this business for I don't buy the Trump lie. That's all it takes. Mm-hmm. And so, what will the litmus test be in Pueblo this weekend?
Well, there will be a very spirited debate, and like I say, I really anticipate the resolution to kill the primary to probably get a majority vote. It will not get 75%. It will fail. But I would hope, what I would wish happen is that it would be defeated soundly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that'll be the case, to be honest, here.
No.
I think it will pass.
These are true believers.
Yeah.
You can't beat the true believer.
Yeah.
Dick Wadhams is here. Editorial, Colorado's GOP must not be consumed by conspiracies and constrictions. What's interesting is there is absolutely no evidence to support the Trump lie. None. None. But belief, you know, the shroud of Turin is real. No, it isn't. Yes, it is. No, it isn't. You know, and so you can't. Moses was a real. No, Moses was not a real guy. It's belief. And you have this opportunity now. Wasn't it interesting to you that our two senators did not show up yesterday to be with the president?
I agree, Peter, and it kind of brings us back. I mean, the fact is that Bennett is beatable. Fact that, in fact, another column I would point you to, Peter, in the Colorado, or the Denver Gazette, Eric Sonderman, who you know well,
sure,
has an outstanding column in today's Denver Gazette about how Hickenlooper and Bennett are supposed to be these moderate Democrats, and yet they haven't deviated from the left wing of the Democratic Party in the Senate at all. And he really takes them to task. It's a really great piece.
They, too, are afraid. I mean, OAC runs the Democratic Party, regardless of what anybody wants to say. She's the cheese. She's what counts, what she thinks. Paying $35,000 for a ticket to wear that dress, you know, tax the rich. That's who's in charge. And they're afraid of her. They're afraid of those people.
Exactly. And I as you know, I make that point in the piece. But Eric really puts a fine point on it today. Mm. And he's vulnerable. I think if we found a strong candidate, we could beat Bennett. I'm more and more optimistic about Polis. He has some serious problems.
Yes.
Once we get the public focused on him, we could beat him. But if we're still wallowing around in these conspiracy theories and constricting access to our nomination process months from now, we're never going to get off the. We're never going to get off the mark.
It's sad. I mean, I don't even want to read you messages from this thing this morning.
Oh, believe me, I can imagine.
You know, I mean, I just don't want to read them. It's just so sad because belief doesn't. I mean, it's they have been so stilled in this. The lie comes from Donald Trump. All the books now support that Donald Trump's talking and telling the stories of the lie before even the outside of the election. And even this morning now, people talking about how Newsom stole it from Elder. No, he didn't.
Oh, I know.
But so now what? ?
Well, we're just going to have to see how this plays out, and we're just going to have to see if we're going to constrict our ability to win in 2022 and beyond. But I think we're just going to have a very serious and, frankly, unpleasant debate. And
so
that's what's happening right
now.
If
a nominee comes forward to challenge Jared Polis, who really brings with him or her all the right things, but when asked, did Donald Trump really win, and they say no, are they done?
I don't think so, Peter.
Did we lose you? Huh. We might have lost this call, Billy. Why don't you check? Check with that. Let's see if we get back. While we're doing that, American Financing, then Stefan's coming on the show. Home buyers have a lot on their plates these days trying to find the right lender. And let's not forget the dream home. Really stressful without the right team on your side. You know, call American. Let them guide you through the pre-approval. Customize the perfect low-rate loan. Somebody that does this right for you. And then you know you got this in your back pocket. You know you're ready to go. There's no obligation, no upfront, no hidden fees. Lock in a low rate now before they're gone and pre-qualify in as little as 10 minutes. I trust American. They did the job for me. American Financing today, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net. 303-695-7000. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net. Do yourself a favor. NMLS 182-334. regulated by the Division of Real Estate, but call them 303-695-7000. I don't know what that one means. Mike Lindell did not sell his plane. The FAA says he did. Jokers like you don't bother to find out except by reading Liberal Salon and Rachel Maddow. I never read Salon. I never watch Rachel Maddow. I hope my pillow sues your asses off. All right, we go back to Dick Wadhams. There's a response. And there's a guy, he's on TV with televangelist Jim Baker, a total imprisoned crook, selling children's pillows, Bible pillows, and this woman wants my ass sued off for set talk. All right, so, Dick, how do you win this? How do you win it?
Well, I honestly think we've got to have strong candidates who are willing to say, no, the election was not stolen, because that's the only way they can be credible in a general election. The vast majority of people beyond the Republican base do not believe the election was stolen. And I think we're just going to have to, candidates will have to bite the bullet and say the election was not stolen, and then proceed to the agenda they're running for the office they're running for. Because if they get pulled down into saying, oh yeah, you know, I think Trump should still be president. Mm. That's the only issue that will be aired in the campaign.
Yeah, I'm saying you'll sell that to women, or this, she identifies as a woman, so I know she's a woman, who wants my ass suit off. Now, she will, that will make her happy, but this, how many million people are there that you're going to go, no, that's crazy, and if you believe that, I'm not going to vote for you? That's the bigger question.
That's the situation.
Yeah. Getting my ass suit off is, I'm the one guy's had his ass suit off, as opposed to people that want their asses suit off. But I don't know. I look at this and it's a very sad moment. And I come back to Real Clear Politics. They don't get, they're angry that somebody would dare ask a Republican candidate if Trump won. What do you think their opponent's going to do? Forget the Denver Post. Forget Idiot Boy at Channel 9. The first debate between Michael Bennett and Republican candidate for Senate, and the guy said, first question, Michael Bennett, do you think Donald Trump won? Or do you think the vaccine works? Where 71% of Colorados had at least one jab?
Mm-hmm.
So the same people that are going to go down there and say Trump won also are going to be conspiracy theorists on the vaccine too, Dick.
There will be some of that, yeah. I agree. Fortunately, they're not debating vaccines tomorrow or Saturday.
No, but it'd be part of it.
Yeah. I see your point, yeah.
No, you wait. Yeah. First debate, unless it's Cory Gardner. first debate. So may I ask you, candidate Y or X or whomever, did Donald Trump win? The guy's frozen or the woman's frozen. They know they can't answer. Because I've read that some overwhelming number of Republican elected officials believe and know Donald Trump lost, but they're afraid to say it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
They're not going to shake down the thunder.
No. And it will be an issue in the primaries this fall around the country. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. So. And I love Lindell and Jim Baker, and I hope they sue your ass off. Yeah. He would know.
Yep.
All right, man. Good job. And we're getting a lot of nice and a lot of nasty remarks. So, you know, you're doing something right.
I'm sure I am.
Oh, you have no idea.
All right.
I'm being kind to some of these. Wadhams, Colorado GOP must not be consumed by conspiracies and constriction. It's in the Denver Post and you'll be hated for it. So thanks for the truth, man. All right. Thanks, Dick.
Thank you, Peter.
All right. We got Stefan coming up. Let me see. No Republican will vote for your Mitt Romney candidates. Jim Baker, holy hell, man, great judgment by my pillow guy. How'd that get in there? Why say anything about the 2020 election? Just go ahead from there. No, because that's going to be the litmus test. Are you concerned about the ongoing homeless problem? That's another one of those moments for the Republican Party. What if I told you you could have an impact on the homeless situation right here by donating an unused vehicle? Step Denver's been helping men since 1983 to overcome the consequences of addiction, rebuild their lives through sobriety work and accountability and community. Step Denver does not take government funding. They count on people like you. In the last month, 710 KNUS listeners have donated 40 vehicles. 40 keep, I mean, that's like, I feel so good about stuff like that. The radio show comes through. You got a car, truck, a motorcycle, an RV, contact Step Denver. You can hate my guts, but for God's sake, help Step. How's that? You got an old motorcycle that you're not riding, a truck, a car, an RV, a boat. They'll take care of it. They'll get it picked up if they have to. Call Vincent at Step, 303-296-9020, 303-296-9020. Visit stepdenver.org. Hassle-free experience, call 303-296-9020, 303-296-9020. Visit stepdenver.org. Seasons Don't Fear the Reaper, one of my theme songs. Good morning, everyone. Blue Oyster Cult, Wednesday morning, the 15th of September, 90 the high, 93 tomorrow. I don't know what happens tomorrow, but boy, if today's any indicator, we're standing by for Stephen Tubbs, and we'll talk about the Ribble Group. The Ribble Group, Keller Williams, the Realty Group. Look, this is a wonderful phone number. I thought, think this one through, 833-301-SOLD, 833-301-SOLD, or visit Gaye, G-A-Y-E, is her first name, Gaye, G-A-Y-E, has the buyers.com. So we go to lunch, and these people want to be advertisers, we want to advertise for them, and I meet Gaye, and she's become a friend, incredible life story. She came in and talked on the air, but Gaye and Sarah with the Ribble Group, Keller Williams Realty, DTC, have your answers. It's a weird time. If you're in the market to sell your home, you want to buy a new home, you want a highest price, best service, because there's a big demand. People don't really know what to do, and I can't find Sarah and Gaye guide you through it. Ribble Group, Sarah and Gaye, it's time to sell your home, or you're looking to buy. So maybe you need to sell your home, but you're not sure that you can find a new home to buy. The Ribbles are there. Exclusive listings, you won't find these things elsewhere. You're looking for reliability, trustworthy, real estate agent, referral. I have lots of questions, man. It's a tough one. Gaye and Sarah with the Ribble Group, Keller Williams Realty, have your answers. It's no accident that Gaye and Sarah sell 2 times faster for more dough when compared to other agents on the average, so you can speak to them. They're wonderful women. Gaye and Sarah, I love the phone number, 833-301-SOLD, 833-301-SOLD, or visit Gaye, spelled G-A-Y-E, has buyers.com. Gaye has buyers.com. The man with a plan, this seat is very hot right now, so you can come in here and take over. Stephen Tubbs, ladies and gentlemen, my boy. And today.
Good morning, brother. Yeah, I got a couple of texts last night. I'm like, hell, I feel like I'm on the Peter Boyle show.
You want to hear a couple this morning? I mean,
there's some. Oh, go for it, brother. I'm all ears.
I don't know. I got to kind of come a couple clean ones. I don't know. I'm just a bad guy. I'm trying to find one I can actually. I my mom's dead, so that's sexually impossible.
It's just a Wednesday for you, Pete. It's just the middle of the week.
Oh yeah, it's Wednesday. I mean, it hasn't even warmed up yet. Anyhow.
Yeah. So, but it's not just a normal Wednesday, my friend. It is the day that all of us in the general public get to find out what actually happened with the investigation, an independent investigation from Denver Public Schools. This has nothing to do with the police department. This investigation into Tay Anderson and the allegations from last year after a parent brought something up, at a legislative session, the allegations of more than 60 counts against the school board director, who I personally cannot stand. He cannot stand me. And today it comes public, Pete. It's a 96-page report. The price tag was about $106,000. Monday, the attorneys for DPS and the school board, they saw this report. Everybody's been hush-hush, very surprised that nobody's leaked anything. Yesterday, Tay Anderson received his copy, went on social media a couple of times and, you know, oh, God won't let me down and this type of thing. And he said he was going to meet with his attorneys to review it, and today it's going to be revealed. I don't know, color me skeptical. I don't think anything's going to happen.
No, I don't know.
But I think maybe he's behaving in this way that, you know, he wants to do, I was just telling Billy, he wants to do a Gavin Newsom press conference today. Oh, I've been so humbled by this. This guy is nothing but bad news, and I hope everyone that voted in the city of Denver and DPS for him, they're very proud of the man that they put in office.
What we know about school board elections, they're generally held off month. And so, as been pointed out by many, the employees elect their own boss. And we also know that they gave money to him. In spite of all these allegations, they still funded his election. I mean, look, this guy, he's a scammer. He could, you know, do you see Mike Lindell's turning up on television with televangelist Jim Baker? Why do I feel like Tay could be on the couch? He could sit right down.
Listen, and the thing is, and you know this, and you've been around longer than me, but you see these types of individuals, complete and utter jackasses, that will then be around for the next two or three decades, and they will rise through the ranks.
Yeah. No, listen, he's got city council on his mind. Tay Anderson does. Bet on that.
Oh, I have no doubt. I have no doubt that he's got his career. And remember, he's always the martyr. He's going to be your martyr, and he will play the race card. He'll call me a Klansman. He'll do all of it.
Sure.
The guy is bad news. He's trouble. And for anybody, yes, you're innocent until proven guilty. But you mean to tell me more than 60 sexual abuse or sexual assault allegations, and they're just all fabricated? Come on.
We shall see, though, because
the public will get to see the report today.
If we have learned nothing, if you've learned nothing, and I know you have, belief is the most powerful force in the world today and has always been since the dawn of man. Belief has been the driving force, not knowledge, but belief. And this morning and for the last 7 months, it's been the same thing. And before that, it was something. And before that, it was something. And so the people who want to believe that Tay is innocent, and, you know, you always ask the question, who did the investigation? And so you come to your own conclusions. But, you know, it's like the ability to walk away and say, I had, you know, nothing to do with it. You know, come back to the biggest lie of all, or come back to, you know, downtown lies. It doesn't matter. You just watch it.
Yeah. Hey, I just thought of something. You want to just meet me outside the station? I'll pick you up in like 45 minutes and we'll drive down to Civic Center Park. We'll have a little picnic lunch. Oh, wait, it's going to be closed starting today.
But not yesterday.
No, this was a health and Peter, it was a health and sanitation issue last week, but, you know, we'll give it a few days.
No, but it's the game. And again, the Republican Party will be locked in this death struggle in Pueblo. And you have to say, look, ignore all of these things. For heaven's sakes, put your stupid down and come back here and solve the problems that are facing unaffiliated voters, people that have had enough. But, oh, no, that isn't what's going to happen. They'll put, you know, and I know you got the debate this afternoon.
Yeah.
They'll get on a Pueblo and have a knife fight. And, you know, Wadhams is right. You know, the crazies will turn on everybody. And the jokers that run the city of Denver, or the, you know, the needle injectors, or all the rest of them, they'll have their sway. Stephan, it's a very bitter, sad, when you think it through, you got guys like Tay Anderson. Tay Anderson only exists because the allowability of him and his politics. And, you know, rational people would look at Tay Anderson like they should look at Michael Hancock. You know,
I totally agree.
Yeah. What do you think they were talking about in the limo yesterday?
The Beast?
Yeah, what
in the Beast?
Yeah, they're all riding around, and do you think they were talking about the Broncos? Do you think that Hancock and here's Hancock, he could be talking to Polis, and they could be totally ignoring Joe?
Yeah, I have no idea. You know, we carried that speech, and of course, then I had to do the obligatory 15 minutes of why we carry it, and how I feel you should be smarter than your neighbor, and you should want to know what the president says. It's kind of like retweets aren't endorsements. Just because we have Joe Biden on the air does not mean I fully endorse every syllable that he's saying.
What have you learned?
I don't know.
Remember when I told you? Remember, Stefan's here. And he's got the great debate today. But remember when I tried to tell you what was going to happen when you came over to learn to do talk radio?
Oh, I know. Everything you said has been true, and I couldn't love it more.
But it's more.
By the way, did you read? I gotta ask you before I forget. Did you read Mike Roberts this morning in Westward about Devil Radio?
As a matter of fact, I'm this Roberts fan. Let me read you what Roberts writes. We had Roberts on yesterday about the death of.
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah,
while you're looking for that, I just want to give you my official reaction.
I'll read it to you. Mike Roberts writes this morning, and it was sent to me by people that you and I know and love. Nielsen ratings for listeners age 6 and over for August, the most recent month available, put KOA in 13th place among all stations in Denver. Its listenership, has slipped by more than 10% since this time last year. KHOW.
Some would say leadership slipped too, but anyway.
KHOW is even further down the roster, 21st place out of 37 stations in the market that registered with Nielsen. It's actually one slot lower than Freedom, 93.7, an iHeart property that's been struggling to find its footing since the death of Rush Limbaugh, its biggest name. And someone said, good job, Peter and Stefan. I had lunch yesterday with Lee Larson. There's one for you.
You did, I know.
The best guy ever, and I'm going to try and talk him into doing a shoot. And we talked about
radio. That would, Peter, Boyle, that is your best idea of the year.
Yeah,
that would be a great TV, for what you guys are doing.
And now they've shuffled their lineup over there, and you know, there's some people over there that I love, Mandy and Dave Logan, Rick Lewis.
Same with me.
I mean, these guys are like, you know, Tommy Martino, and, you know, Ross is a good guy, and all those guys. But, you know, I know that they've been mandated. For instance, there's things I have been told that they are told not to talk about. One of them's Trump. The other one is a bunch of different stuff.
No kidding. I hadn't heard that.
Oh, man. I'm just telling you what I heard, and I don't know that it's true. But we take it all on, and, you know, it's fist fight radio. It's bare knuckles every morning. Some guy wanted to fight this morning. I'm like, man, this is Peter. Back in the old days, we really, where are you right now? Kind of a thing back when we were loonies. But
can I just give you, you don't need me to give you any advice for talk radio because you are truly the man. But, like, have you thought maybe, like, say, you know, to give, you know, your producer a break? Maybe, like, next Tuesday, start off with, you know, how rainbows are formed. And then in the 6 o'clock hour, you know, your favorite children's book you've ever read. Then maybe like the history of pancakes or something in the 7.
What was your kitten's name? No.
What's the best pet you ever owned? That could be like from 8 to 9. And then you could just like go and have breakfast and there'd be no fighting.
Billy wants to do desserts he's enjoyed. I'm doing mine. What did you name your albino alligator when you were a kid?
favorite pets and your best desserts on vacation.
Yeah.
Wouldn't get the tax.
Why did you get sucker punched the first time in your life? what wise ass thing did you say when you, some kid hit you in the back of the head. Okay.
You can move on, but, you know, you're the master, so you keep it up.
They is up and they're angry, my boy. Believe me on that one. So you got
We got Randy and George Brockler in studio at 5 o'clock, so we'll do this GOP primary and that debate. So it'll be a full hour with those guys in studio. Are all those cameras still in front of you right now?
Yeah, it looks like a Joe Biden press
like Mission
conference.
Control,
yeah,
huh?
It really does. Yeah. I came in here this morning.
Yeah,
said,
so Crowley's going to do that. And so that'll be at 5. Yeah. 6 o'clock tonight, I'm a space geek. So hopefully we can take the launch of these civilians, non-astronauts going into space for 3 days. Yeah, and it should be it'd be good. And, of course, we're going to follow whenever this report comes out on Tay Anderson. I know that's why we were talking in the first place. But don't hold your breath, friends. Don't hold your breath if you're wanting any kind of, you know.
I came in this morning. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cameras and 2 screens. And I thought to myself, is Phil Boyce expecting my resignation this morning?
I love you. Goodbye.
I'm a boy. I love you. Thanks, Stefan, everybody. We got some friends coming in studio real quick. Do you need a professional appraisal for the valuables tucked away in your basement? You could be sitting on a fortune in cash. David Ellison, Cherry Creek, pays top dollar for diamonds and gold and sterling silver, wedding bands, and Rolex watches. Instant cash on the spot. David has been buying precious metals and antiques in Colorado for decades. David Ellis offers confidential evaluations on estate sale jewelry, precious metals, coins, silver sets, antique items. No obligation to free appraisals, private and confidential. If you're looking to buy a gift for somebody special, see David Ellis for best prices on diamonds and jewelry. Beautiful, newly remodeled and expanded showroom with a black awning. If you need money, kids are back in school. 3rd and Clayton and Cherry Creek, go to davidellisjewelry.com, davidellisjewelry.com, davidellisjewelry.com. 6 days a week, and David is there. He's my friend. See David Ellis or call him at 303-322-8779, 303-322-8779. I tell you what, this is a great woman sitting in the studio. Wednesday morning, 5-1-17, 15th, there it is, Peter. Start again Wednesday, September the 15th, 2021. You stay out of this. Wednesday, 90 would be the high. Real quick, everybody, once said, it was said, a smile is a curve that sets everything straight. If you're not happy with your smile, the team at Twin Aspen Dental Center offers a variety of procedures that will have you smiling again in no time. Cosmetic dentistry is a catch-all. It's a term for different, again, all these different ways, options, Invisalign, porcelain veneers, bonding crowns, teeth whitening, whatever you want, then all the subtle changes, and Doctors Brian Richter and Dr. Snyder, the perfect smile so you can smile with confidence. Start again, everyone. Look, if you're unsure about cosmetic dentistry, what procedure is right, make an appointment at Twin Aspen Dental Center today. Take a first step towards a better smile. Schedule your appointment. This great team today, Twin Aspen Dental's brand new office located on Stroh Road. I have an appointment coming up on the end of September. I go back again, my 4th trip out there. In front of the Lehman Academy in Parker, visit Twin Aspen Dental Center today. Great people, get it done. 303-841-7466. 303-841-7466. TwinAspenDentalCenter.com. All right, so Tanya, I rode my motorcycle the first time we ever met.
Yes.
It's good to see you. We're cracking each other up.
Yes.
Tanya Wheeler, and they do this big, we can't even go to the park anymore.
Yeah. So I just want to start out by saying I'm Tanya Wheeler. I'm a woman in active and sustained recovery. And for me, that means I haven't drank or used any drugs in over 31 years.
Whoa.
Wow, huh? Yeah.
Sure doesn't taste like tomato juice. We were telling first drink stories.
Yes. And, you know, I am privileged to be the executive director at Advocates for Recovery Colorado. And this is National Recovery Month, Peter. Once again, every September, it's been going for over 30 years.
When's the first time we did this?
So we had our first Rally for Recovery in 2001. Okay. So this is our 20th year hosting the Rally for Recovery.
I remember I had a chopper. I mean, I always had 2 different bikes. I had a chopper with my chopper down there.
Yes.
We can't go in that park now because of alcoholism and drugs.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was, you know, we didn't get a lot of notice. So that's where we historically hold our event is in Civic Center Park. When I heard the announcement on the news last week, I was like, oh my gosh, where are we going to put the Rally for Recovery?
And
I'm grateful to report that we're going to be able to do it on the east side of the Colorado State Capitol.
All right. So just do times and places, then come back. So
yeah.
What in?
So Saturday, September 18th, this coming Saturday, we're going to start off with a walk for recovery. People are going to gather at 16th and Wine Coop, walk down the 16th Street Mall.
There you go.
And go walk in.
You'll see many friends going by.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Walk into the Colorado State Capitol property, and then we will kick the rally portion off at noon. We're going to have live music. We've got a guy we're flying in from Philadelphia. His name is Kalichi. He is a hip-hop artist, and he sings about his addiction and his recovery. Awesome. We're going to have the Raymer Gentry Band there from from Shreveport, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. We're going to give away some awards for Recovery Advocate of the Year and so on. We'll have some people talking about their recovery, and there are tons of resources. Yeah. So we'll have all these tables where people can pick up resources.
I admire you. We were laughing. We laugh at each other. One thing about we're coming up on time. Alkies and addicts laugh at each other.
Yes.
We really do.
Yes, we do.
And I get the biggest bang out of my friends, and they go, and they start telling stories, and they go, you know, and then they start, you know, like, and they're called first drink.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you were 12, you said? 13?
Yeah, I was 12 when I took my first drink, and at 18 started using methamphetamine. And then, thank God, found recovery in 1990 when I was 20 years old, 22 years old.
What was the bottom? What was the moment?
You know, it's funny.
I'm out of line. No.
No, it's okay. You know, there were several bottoms where I should have said, okay, that's it, and I didn't. And that's the cunning and baffling part of alcoholism and drug addiction, right? The bottom for me was realizing that I was going to die. I had two little girls. I was sitting alone in my house in tears. I weighed 100 pounds because I was using meth daily, lot of it. And all of a sudden, I realized I'm not going to get to be a mom or a daughter or be part of this life anymore. And I said, I gotta get some help.
I've always thought about doing a book called The Moment of Clarity and going around to people like you or so many of my friends and people that I'm comfortable with and say, well, what was that second?
Yeah.
And we've all had it.
Absolutely.
And they're like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah. And I don't know why it was different. That would be my fourth time in treatment. You know, we hear people say, well, they're not going to make it because they've done that before. That's not true. I don't know what it is that magic happens.
The late Bob Cote, and there's this term called a hopeless, they say there's a hopeless alcoholic. And Bob Cote, who was my mentor, said there's no such thing as a hopeless.
I agree.
And I agree to it today, too. But I always think, well, he's never going to get well. Look at him, you know, on the street, you know.
Yeah.
And Bob said, no, there's no such thing. And he gave guys chance one after, and he'd throw them out.
Right.
But he would take them back.
Yes.
Do it again. Where's this going to be? This is Tanya Wheeler, who's a friend. Again.
Advocates for Recovery Colorado, Rally for Recovery. And we're going to start our walk at 16th and Wine Coop at 11 a.m., go down the 16th Street Mall into the Capitol property. The rally kicks off at noon on the east side of the Colorado State Capitol.
I just admire you and what you're going to do. And
I appreciate it. It's always so much fun, Peter, to talk about that, because that was just like our second rally for recovery when you were there and you said a few words. And it's a good time. And, you know, we've got to be able to show people in our community that recovery happens.
We'll do it again tomorrow morning, everyone, at 5. Again, Stefan's show is red hot this afternoon. Thank you, my dear. Y'all love you. Thank you very much.
Love you, too.
All right. Thanks, Billy T. We'll turn it around the other side. The MC1 Honor Run is Sunday, September the 26th. Thanks to Mark Miller. Thanks to Dick Wadhams. And we shoot another episode tomorrow of The Shoot with Sean Duffy tomorrow. And then we got a real surprise coming after that. Take care, everybody. Have a good day.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.